A few days before Thanksgiving, when many people were focused on turkeys, a couple of hundred people gathered in Phoenix to focus on another kind of bird. KJZZ's Christina Estes tells us the story.
Stepping inside a North Phoenix hotel leads to the world of homing pigeon racing.
When you're hooked on pigeons, you are hooked.
And Dion Roberts is hooked. She's with the American Racing Pigeon Union, a national group that boasts nearly 10,000 members. On this weekend, a club from Phoenix is hosting the national convention.
We have found in the membership that how is the population of the United States? Pigeon matches. So the coasts are heavy. In the middle, not so much.
Like most conventions, there are vendors showing off their products. Plastic containers and paper bags hold colorful feed featuring a variety of blends.
More like a candy mix.
But the big draw here is the big race. More than 1,000 birds will check in at the hotel, but it's a short stay, just a couple hours.
This is where they're going to ship from.
Their cages will be loaded into an unmarked white trailer. Then they'll log more than 350 miles until they reach Lathrop Wells, Nevada, the race's starting point. Here's how racing works. When the pigeons are about 1 month old, the owners ship them to handlers to be trained as they start to fly. So the birds consider handlers' homes to be their own, more specifically, structures called lofts, like the wooden one in Carlos Ramos's backyard.
How big is this?
This is about 20 feet to 7.
The Glendale resident spent years learning about homing pigeons before getting into racing about 4 years ago.
I'm doing good last year.
Ramos says about 20 people sent him birds to train this year. He's entered 37 in the race. He could buy feed made in the U.S., but prefers a 17% protein mix from Canada.
It's special food, you know, it's clean.
Considering the loft is home to 100 pigeons, it's surprisingly quiet inside. Ramos explains the birds know and trust him, but he can't always protect them. Not every pigeon finds its way home after every race. Ramos says it's rare to lose a bird, and it hurts.
I'm not feeling good. I'm sleeping bad. Because the pigeon look like my family. Look like you have a pet, and something wrong with your pet, it's hard for you. Same for me, one of my pigeons.
Fanciers make up a diverse flock, from world heavyweight boxing champion Mike Tyson to the British royal family. There are hundreds of breeds, says Dion Roberts, but only homing pigeons are bred for their ability to find their way home.
That bird is taking in a variety of signals, magnetic fields. The sun is the compass. The sounds. The smells.
While most people at the convention are older, Robert says raising and racing pigeons can offer a lot to kids.
Learning to take responsibility for another life, learning leadership skills, real life application for math, science, computer, geography.
They are skills 10-year-old Nicole Ramos used alongside her father Carlos last year, when they both captured first place awards. This year, Carlos is feeling less optimistic.
Today? I don't know.
It's a chilly, cloudy day, and the birds are facing headwinds of 20 miles per hour. It's about 7 hours since the race started, and the tension is rising in the Ramos backyard.
This is a tough race.
His birds have to fly 319 miles to get home.
Any moment.
Any moment becomes his mantra as he keeps looking up.
Any moment.
Even when other handlers call to check on his birds.
Nada. Okay, bye-bye.
8 hours into the race, Ramos admits feeling anxious.
Yeah.
And then, just 5 seconds later, Ramos spots his first pigeon.
Come on, baby.
Scurrying across the lawn, Ramos waves her down. Her feet touch the landing pad, clocking her arrival time.
4:17.
After a quick body check,
she's perfect.
He caresses her wings, gives her a quick kiss, and gazes back to the sky.
Look at another one.
He'll repeat the process 9 more times before calling it a night. Ramos did not have the fastest bird in this race, but 11 pigeons placed in cash prize categories, and all made it home. Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.